Well,
hello.
Hi, I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Service. By any chance, is Katrina Albert there?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Service, and what I'm doing is just conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential, so let me ask you, I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Probably.
I'm sorry?
Probably.
Understood. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Got it. And just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Yeah, I'm half Native American and half white.
Understood. And what is your age?
I'm 27.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
All right. And thinking about the direction the country is headed, in general speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I guess dissatisfied.
Understood. Now, I am going to read you a list of the different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focus on. So for each, I want you to rate it on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. So use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it is not important at all. So you can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
8.
And what about improving kindergarten through 12th education?
9.
Making college more affordable?
10.
And what about protecting voting rights and democracy?
Voting rights, you said?
Protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
And what about banning tobacco products for adults?
Like a 5.
Got it. Right now we are on the 31% completion of the survey, ma'am. So thank you so much that you're taking the time to talk about that with me. I really appreciate that. So let me ask you, do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Approve?
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Got it. And now I would like you to rate your feeling towards some people in organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. So you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. So if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one is Joe Biden.
I like it. 82.
82. Okay. And what about Democrats in Congress?
I'm unsure.
Okay. And what about the Food and Drug Administration or FDA?
Unsure.
Okay. Give me just 1 second, please.
Mm-hmm.
So now, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. So for each, I want you to rate them on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. So use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it is not important at all. So you can use any number between 0 and 10. So the first one is authorizing prescription medication.
7.
And what about educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition?
9.
Restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages?
9.
And authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes.
8.
Got it. Right now we are halfway of the survey, ma'am. Thank you very much. You know, I really appreciate your help on this. So, as you may know, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. So considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
The supporting ban, is that what you said?
Yeah, basically, if you are into an agreement or if you oppose the ban of the federal government on the sales of menthol cigarettes for the adults of 21 and over. Hello?
Yeah, I said support.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Got it. And now, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of cigarettes unless they contain virtually non-nicotine to adults 21 and over?
I said support.
Strongly or somewhat support?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Got it. And regardless of where you stand of these bans, do you think banning this product for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More harm.
More harm? Somewhat more harm or much more harm?
Somewhat.
Got it. And regardless of where you stand of this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important at the moment?
Other issues are more important.
Understood. And when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? So I have two statements here. So the first one says, harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, or prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavor requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibit. Which do you feel is a better approach for the government to focus its efforts on?
The second one.
The second one. Got it. And I would like to read you some of the things that some people say could come pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, or virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. So for each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. We're going to be using the scale about very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned. So the first one is the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. Are you very concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. Got it. And what about loss of tens of thousands of good paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today?
Somewhat concerned.
All right. Right now we are on the 75% completion of this. We are about to end the survey, ma'am, so thank you. Now I'm going to read you to some statements that people have made about the potential ban on nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. So please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. A 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. So you can use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is, America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occur because some policies officers and legal officials use trivial laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why this disadvantaged community should be imprisoned. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from.
9.
Got it. The next one says, prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on not a smuggling operation but cartel and organized crime. This type of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make community more dangerous. So banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed.
10.
Okay. And today, adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drugs addictions. This ban will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the danger of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation, support, and harm reduction. Got it. And, you know, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. So considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults 21 and over?
Oppose.
Strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Probably strongly oppose.
Got it. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strongly support,
oppose.
Somewhat support. Strongly oppose?
Somewhat.
Or somewhat? Somewhat?
Yeah.
Got it. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more or much benefit or more harm to your own community?
More harm.
Somewhat or much?
Somewhat.
Got it. And will you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or will it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
Less willing.
Less willing. Somewhat less willing or much less willing?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Got it. And now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products, e-cigarettes or e-vapor products?
No.
And what about cigarettes?
No.
Liquor or spirit?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
A smokeless tobacco such as a vape or a chew?
No.
Coffee?
Yeah.
Okay, and what about heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Wine?
No.
Beer?
No.
Soda pop?
No.
Cigars?
No.
And what about oral nicotine pouches?
No.
All right. Right now, we are at 90% completion, so switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed, ma'am?
2022.
All right. And what was the, pretty much, have you completed your high school, college, graduate?
A bachelor's?
Oh, okay. Understood. And are you married and married living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or a widow?
Single.
Got it. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation is? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Working class.
Got it. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Understood. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
I guess like kind of like a city, but a very small city.
Okay. Got it. So we can just go ahead and select urban. Is that correct? Got it. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Understood. All right. This concludes our survey today. So thank you very much for your participation and all your help, ma'am. I really appreciate that. So have a nice rest of your day, okay? Stay safe.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.